Om Shanti. And today topic is very good. It is today's blessing. But when we observe ourselves, even though we are having physically fit, physically everything is there, but if spirituality is not there in our life, we cannot enjoy, we cannot be happy in our life. Physically, everything is there. Wealth is there. Whatever education, well, education is there. Physical fitness is there. Everything is there. If you observe present in the world, physically all are wealthy. All material wealth is there. Material things are there. Everything is there. But one thing is lacking. That's why there is no satisfaction, there is no happiness, there is no joy in our life. Now the question is coming, what is that spirituality is lacking in our life? Anybody can explain? What is spirituality? Who will explain what is spirituality is lacking? Nothing, not. So we see everything science has given to us, everything. But one thing is lacking. That's why the whole world is telling something is lacking in our education. And that is spirituality is lacking. So what is that spirituality? In spirituality, there is an understanding power. We have to understand each other. So, because science has taught to us conscious and subconscious. Where is intellect? In education also, it is said, give attention. So, what is attention? So here, after coming in this institution, it is a spiritual institution where spiritual knowledge is given, and that is which is lacking. So mind and intellect. This is the heart of the soul. So in that heart, there is an understanding power. So who is I am? Who is in front of me? So if this understanding is there, so we are children of one father. This physical costume is different. Language is different. Country is different. But even though we are all one. So with this understanding, we can come close. We can come together. So I can understand others' behavior, others' attitude. We never say it is my habit, it is my sanskar. So we are ready to adjust with others. Because we understand he is also having right to live. It is his habit, it is his role. This is my role. Spiritual habits and physical habits. Understanding is there. Where understanding is there, there unity is there. There sometimes we will adjust. Some place we have to face. Sometimes we have to tolerate everything. This power will come when there is a spirituality. So otherwise it is very, the whole world is telling, it is very easy to teach others. But it is very difficult to teach the self. Because who will teach? If somebody get angry, somebody is disturbing, so we will tell them, you should not do this, we should not do this. If I am doing something wrong, who will teach me? Who will convince? Who will convince me? If I am doing something wrong, I will tell others. It is very easy to teach others. So who will convince? Knowledge. Knowledge all knows. Might. So who are you? Who will convince whom? Soul and body. Soul will convince the body? No. Who will convince the whom? This is necessary, no? So my soul means what? Mind, intellect, and impression. Mind, understanding power, that is intellect, that is the heart. So when we listen this knowledge, because listening, hearing, reading is not everything. We listen, we read many things. Where understanding, yes, what I understood, what I listened, I understood. I know it. I am convinced. Then something goes wrong. In our relation, in our profession, in our family life, even in my own life. So with this spiritual knowledge, I can convince myself. I can convince others. I can adjust with others. This understanding power is necessary. This is spirituality. So here in this university, it is said, what is meditation? Develop your concentration. Why? Not just to remember God, to achieve perfection in your profession. Any type of profession, anything you are doing. So each action must be neat, clean, accurate. If my each action is neat, clean, accurate, with that action I am happy and I will give happiness to others. If my actions are not neat, clean, accurate, I am not happy. I cannot take sound sleep. And I never allow others also to take sound sleep because my actions are not neat, clean, accurate. Knowledge is there. We read, but understanding is not there. You have to understand the person. His role is different. All are having different role. All are having different sanskars. I cannot change other sanskar. Sometimes we say it is my habit, my sanskar. Who is I am? Soul. What is the soul sanskar? We all are children of one father. With this understanding, if you come in relation, in any type of profession, we understand. Yes, he is also my brother. We are children of one father. With this understanding, when you come in action, in relation, or any type of profession, there won't be any clash. There won't be any dissatisfaction. Unity will be there. If there is a unity in each action, neat, clean, accurate, satisfaction will be there, peace will be there, happiness will be there. Even though something goes wrong, we will adjust. Because he belongs to me. Now we cannot adjust. Why? He is not belongs to me. We see him. He is different and I am is different. Because that spirituality is not there. This understanding is not there. That's why Baba said today, we cannot experience our life joyfully because we see it is my habit, it is his sanskar. That we see always. So we cannot adjust. Even though now also we know the knowledge, we have taken that knowledge. That's why it is said, listening is not everything. Application is necessary. We have to apply in each step. To apply, we listen and we say, oh, what Baba said today, I do not know. We forget. So how to remember whole day? We read early in the morning, we read. We listen, we not take note also. But whole day we remember. What to be done? So because knowledge must be used, then only my past habit, past habited attitudes, I can change. Otherwise, before this, I was physically. My understanding was, I means the body. Now I came to know I am different. So my action will be different. My understanding power is different. My outlook is different. My aim is different. So when, if I am applying this knowledge, if I am not applying this knowledge, what I used to do 1 5 day, 1 month before, even though after knowing this knowledge, I am doing same thing. So there is no change. Because we say, how the paradise will come on this earth? Baba won't bring from the incorporeal world. By our own actions. So by our own action, our actions will become neat, clean, accurate. That action will give satisfaction to others. Others also will be happy. And when I am doing accurate, I will be happy. For that, what is necessary? Something is necessary. And that is spiritual knowledge, application of knowledge. To apply, I must remember whole day. That's why one word is used, healthy mind in healthy body. To keep body healthy, minimum 3 times in a day, we take care of this body. We feed food. To make keep healthy mind, how many times in a day we take care of self? Early in the morning we listen knowledge, Murli, whole day. So what to be done? How to keep that knowledge emerge? So each action, in each word, Baba said, in each action I have to use that. To use I must remember. How you will remember? How you will remember today's Murli? We read, we listen, we take notes also. But whole day, we cannot. Why? So that's why for everything, systems are necessary. Techniques are there. So one, there are 5 techniques of how to remember. If you are listening today, we are having that type of power to remember, to record, permanent recording. But we require that those techniques. If we know the knowledge, so we can apply. And each day Baba is giving this knowledge. Just like when I am listening knowledge, Murli, listening is not everything. When I listen, try to understand, listen carefully, take 1 point which you like, as per your choice. Take one Murli point which you like, note down it. Keep in your pocket along with me. Knowledge must be available. So when you go from here for breakfast, and we are having 2 hands. This hand will be used to feed the body. This hand, pick up what Baba said, positive thought is a food for the mind. Minimum 3 times in a day, if we are feeding today smoothly to ourselves, there is a healthy mind. Morning, afternoon, and in the evening. Otherwise, morning you have taken food. Why you have to take in the dinner, in the evening? Only one stomach. So we get hungry in the evening. Physical hunger is there. Spiritual hunger is also there. So morning we listen the Murli. 1 point. Afternoon also you convenes. It is a food. Once again in the evening minimum. So whole day, whatever Baba has taught to me, it is emerged in my memory. So while working, while talking, when I come in relation, whatever I have understood, I will apply it. Where spiritual knowledge is applied, then each action is neat, clean, accurate. Then there will be a self-satisfaction. Our past action and present action, we can see the change in our behavior, in our attitude. Without this, we know the knowledge, and if you are not applying, for example, so when we come in relation with others, somebody will disturb, somebody will get angry. Both are in knowledge, both are listening knowledge. Till when you come in relation, he is not using the knowledge. He will disturb, he will get angry. It is his role. I also know it. But I remember and I use the knowledge. I keep quiet. I never react. So I'm changing my habit, my sanskar. He, even though he is Baba's child, he is in knowledge, but he never listen. He never apply. So he is not applying knowledge, so I should not change my habit. Oh, he is getting angry, so I will also do the same thing. No, I want to change. I do not want to follow him. He is also Baba's child, he is also senior, he is also junior, he is also instrument. Okay, it is his role. So if I am applying, I will be happy. I will be peaceful. The problems, disturbance, all these things will be there. They never change. That's why Baba said, I have to change. So when Baba is giving knowledge, I have to convince myself, it is his role, he is behaving. He will reap the fruit of it. So I should not see him, I should not follow him. I must follow Baba, I must see him. What Baba said me, Baba has given knowledge. Apply it on self. Do not try to apply on others. So if I am applying, if I want to apply, the knowledge must be there. Each day, Baba is giving very new points. In each day, you observe in the Murli, new techniques he is giving. Same things are not repeated. If you ask me, you see Baba is giving only one in this university. Each year, the teacher, Supreme Father is coming and teaching. Just you see, last year, Baba said, in your life, any problems will come, any situation may come. Baba has given one medicine. What to do? What is that medicine? Baba said, come to Madhuvan, but not physically, mentally. Baba will give strength to you. This year, in the month of October 24, Baba came once again for the foreigners. Once again Baba said, any situation may come in your life, anything may happen, tell to Baba. Give it to Baba. You will be happy. Once again Baba said in 31st of January, what Baba said? He is observing. Baba said one more thing, that anything comes, any situation may come, any problem, anything is there, do not keep in your heart. There will be a heart attack. Because there will be a sudden change in this universe. There will be sudden change. So what to do? If you have anything in your heart, tell to dadis. If not possible, tell to senior brothers. If not possible, with whom you are having faith, tell him. Clean it, omit it, do not keep. If you keep something in your heart, for 5,000 years it will be as it is. Because there will be a sudden change. He is giving new techniques. What to do? There are many things in our life. Many spiritual diseases are there. How to overcome all those diseases? Each time whenever he is coming, he is giving new techniques. So this is spiritual knowledge. So you have to, Baba is giving. Suppose I am having any physical disease, just by keeping medicine I won't get cure. I have to use it as per the doctor's prescription. He said, this tablet you have to take morning, this tablet you have to take in the evening. Then you can see the result. Here is also, just early in the morning, once we listen the murli, everything will become okay. No. Just listening is not everything. After listening, what the spiritual doctor has said me, use this medicine in this situation. Use this medicine in this situation. Different situations, different person, different personalities will come in front of you in our relation. So at that time, what to do? Somewhere, we have to adjust. Sometimes you have to face. Somewhere, everything you have to tolerate. Because we know the knowledge. We came here not to create a new account. Why we came? What is the aim? Why we go to hospital? To cure the physical disease. We came, it is a spiritual hospital. Why we came here? To cure the spiritual disease. To clean the karmic accounts. You want to become complete clean, the clean soul will go. If anything is left for that, there is no excuse of ignorance of law of action. For each action there is a reaction. Now we require, what is left in me? How you can prove somebody is having spiritual disease? Physical disease we can show by X-ray. How you will show? What type of disease I am having? How you will show others? We can realize? What type of disease I am having? How you know? How? By face. Face is physical. It is physical disease we can see. Spiritual disease. Action. When you do some action, then you realize. Not before that. Any more? By talk. Action. Thought. Before that. Feeling. Before that. Dreams are telling what you are. When you are on the bed, eyes are closed, nothing is in front of you, but dreams are coming from where? Because the whole world is telling, our understanding, whole world's understanding is eat, drink and enjoy, we have seen tomorrow. But one thing is certain, so when this soul is taking birth in this body, with this instrument, each second, each action, whatever you are doing, each action is recorded. And for each action, there is a reaction. If we understand this, so while doing each action, we'll be always alert. What I'm thinking, what I'm looking, what I'm speaking, what I'm doing. So we never use this word, it is my habit. It is my sanskar. Whatever it may be, anything I am doing, it is recorded. This awareness is very important. Anything I am looking, talking, doing, each action is recorded in me. And I have to reap the fruit of it. I am responsible for that action. And there is no excuse. If this one understanding, if I am fully convinced, so when you see something, when you talk something, when we do something, so naturally there will be awareness. We will think before doing. If I am doing this, what will happen? If I think like this way, what will happen? Because thought is root cause for everything. For sorrow, for happiness. Thought is everything. So if this type of thoughts are coming, what is the reaction? So this awareness is not there in the whole world. That's why the whole world is telling, lack of spirituality in our education. The spirituality is necessary. Otherwise, everything we are having, science has given everything. But one thing is lacking. Who will going to enjoy all this material wealth? In this materialistic life, everything is there. But this spirituality is lacking. That's why we cannot enjoy with that. We must know mobile we have. So where to use, how to use, when to use, that must be known. Otherwise, same thing will disturb our life. How to use and when to use and where to use. If it is not known, so material object, material things we misuse. So same thing will give us sorrow. So that knowledge is important, spiritual knowledge, where to use. So this knowledge here Baba is giving in this spiritual university. Even though somebody is doing something, somebody is behaving, okay. It is his role. He has to play. I cannot change. But what I can do, I can protect. I am having right not to stop him. I am having right to try to protect myself. I should not get influence. So what will you do for this? So you will remember Baba. If she is disturbing you, so what you will do? You are disturbed, your life is disturbed. So what will you do? Thoughts will come. Somebody is disturbing. So you will put full stop. Physical we can put the full stop, not here. Here you have to put the full stop. So who will put the full stop? Heart. Heart, intellect will put the full stop on mind. So intellect is having that power. Power and knowledge, both things are necessary. Brake. You have to use the brake. And you have to change. So that power and knowledge. And before that something is necessary, one more thing. If you want to protect yourself and if you want to help others, so what you will do? Baba said, help others also. Protect yourself, it is okay. But you have to help also. So how you will help? For that Baba said, good wishes. So whenever you see somebody is doing something wrong, he is illiterate, he do not know, what you will do? We cannot convince him, we cannot talk to him. We do not want to bring change in physical, but spiritual. He requires pure vibrations. So when you see him, just you remember Baba, he is your child. You must give him power of peace, power of knowledge. Pure and powerful vibrations. Serve others by vibration, not by words. Nobody want to listen nowadays anything. Do not go and convince others by words. Nobody want to listen. That's why it is said, teach others by your behavior. Now pure spiritual is by vibrations. More powerful is by vibrations. Positive and powerful. Power is also necessary. Not only positive. Positive is not powerful. Power is necessary. You remember him. I cannot give him. I cannot change. He will change because he is his child. So when you remember Baba, that's why Baba said many times, use me. Only in this confluence age I am available. I came to serve the children. Use me in each step. So you will be get benefited and you will give benefit to others also. You will serve yourself and you will serve others also. And this is number one meditation here. While coming, going, doing all the activities, any human being, known, unknown, anybody is coming in front of you, just have a powerful thought for him. With this, we will protect ourselves also. If my mind is free, definitely I will think about him. Oh, what he is doing? How I is doing this? So mind will think, my mind will get polluted. I will get influenced by looking others' behavior, others' attitude. It is his role, I cannot change him. But what I can do? I can think positive. I can give him, help him by giving powerful vibrations. For that, this is spiritual knowledge is necessary. That's why Baba said today, what is lacking in our life? Why this knowledge is necessary? Otherwise, we have plenty wealth. All type of physical things are there. Material things are there. Till variety food is there. Everything is available, but till we are not happy, not satisfied. From where that satisfaction will come? If somebody, even somebody is having nothing, but spiritual knowledge is there. There are many things, many obstacles, many problems. Till with the knowledge, he can convince himself. Self-convincing power is necessary. So in adverse situation also, he will adjust. Because he will convince, I will convince myself, okay. I expect many things, but I won't get it. Okay, I am ready. Because understanding is there, power is there. He is getting everything, I am not getting everything. It is my role, it is his role. I never disturb looking others' behavior. Even though he may be junior, he may be senior, he may be anybody. All are having different role. If knowledge is not there, that's why Baba said today, number one Brahmin is, who is Brahmin? Knowledge, we have to apply. Knowledge we have to give others. We have to share with others. Means knowledge is active. So I will use it. So one thing is said today, when we listen the Murli, note down. Only one point is sufficient. One drop of positive thoughts one day. Tomorrow morning once again you will get. Because many things we are getting, but everything we cannot eat at a time. Eat less, digest more. Take only one point. Use it whole day. Feed it yourself. Second, if you want to go fast, share with others. When you meet somebody, you will say, hello, Om Shanti. Do not just say Om Shanti. After that, give him something. Today, Baba said this. Share with him. So again and again, twice, thrice, many times you are sharing, we are creating permanent sanskars. It is wealth. Knowledge is wealth. It's a source of income. How much wealth I am accumulating? How many people each whole day morning tuning I am sharing? So I am accumulating wealth. So, if we want, then you see, suppose sometimes we say, be happy and make others happy. How you will give that happiness? If you are sharing one Murli point, see his face. See your face. When you say something, Baba said today, this, see his face, his face will going to smile. Change you will see. You will also feel happiness. How, Baba is telling always, be happy. How to be happy? Even though there are many problems, many things are there, till when you remember what Baba said today, and when you share with others, see the other's face and see yourself. This is service, serve others. It is possible or difficult. How long you are in Madhuban, it is okay. When you go to your profession, your country, there it is difficult. Here in this atmosphere, it is okay. When you go in that atmosphere, there it is easy or it is too much busy. Easy or too much busy? Easy. So each day you share with others? No. So what is the use of listening? Even though we are too much busy, we say here, in meditation, for busy people, not easy people, those who are very busy, for them, easy meditation. Those of you say nowadays, we are too much busy, okay, be more busy. For them, easy meditation. What is that easy meditation is taught here? What is that easy Raj Yoga? Whenever you meet anybody, known, unknown, even Baba's students also, we smile, we say thank you, but share one Murli point to him. But always we are telling that Baba said this. So we remember him and his Srimad, his version. He said it. So always, constantly we remember him. He is along with us. We keep relation with him. So even though we are busy, work 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, busy is okay. But along with that, there is no need to go somewhere else, one Murli point early in the morning, keep along with you. It must be in your pocket. Otherwise, it is very difficult to find out here and there. It is available. Teach yourself. Somebody is meeting, read and tell others, share with others. It is difficult? Possible. Then we see change in our attitude, in our sanskar, habits, old habits, body conscious habit. Otherwise, our body conscious sanskars, habit, they never change as it is. From the half cycle, we have realized I means the body. Those same habits, same sanskars are coming in our relation. So now Baba has said, is the end of this confluence age. If we want to change, if you want to come in golden age, so change yourself from physical conscious to spiritual conscious. To change, application is necessary. Not just by listening, we will going to change our habits. So application is necessary in each step. So how much I am applying knowledge on my own habit, own sanskar, I will see change. Looking to that change, I will be happy. And when I come in relation with others, I will make them also happy or peaceful. If it is not there, then my old sanskars, habit will clash with others. It is my sanskar, it is my habit. It will going to clash. So I am not happy, I am not giving happiness to others. What is opinion? Possible? Or easy spiritual knowledge or difficult? Very difficult. Very easy to listen. Very easy to listen. If you want to apply it, it is very difficult. Even though now you ask those who are sitting here, minimum 1 year, 2 years, 3 years in knowledge, maybe more than that. And we know, first, anger is not our quality. Yes? Even if I get angry on you, you do not like it. If you get angry on others, nobody like it. But till we have left, we are free from that anger. Yes? Those who are sitting here, raise your hands. At least from today to up to 1 month. Minimum. You never get angry one day, even one day, during 1 month. Yes? Only one. Two. Raise your hands. See who is free from anger. At least. 1, 2, 3 sisters. 4. 1, 2, 4, 5. Slowly, slowly you are raising. So for one day. Yes. Still, but even though good result. Something is good. Because Baba said, just you leave one. Anger is burning self and burning others. Giving sorrow the self and others. You conquer victory over one. And others' force, I will take it. You keep one step. Because getting angry or not to get angry, it's in your hand. He will get it. He will do this. It is in my hand. If understanding is there, then I can apply. Control. No, I should not. And Baba said, I will help you. I will protect you. I will guide you. If you are following my Srimad, I am responsible for that. If you are not following my Srimad, if anything goes wrong, you are responsible for your own action. This is possible or difficult? Possible. Sometimes it is possible, not always. Sometime or always. This side nobody is raising hands. Here you will feel difficult. Anger, no anger. Free from anger. Sometimes or always. Sometimes. When there is no adverse situation, everything is okay, then okay. If some adverse situation is coming, then something. Then brake fail. Brake is not working. If brake is powerful, anytime you can use the brake. When the situations are more powerful, then brake is weak. So how to make that brake powerful? So Baba said, along with knowledge, power is also necessary. Not only knowledge. Sometimes we see, we remember, yes, somebody is disturbing me, I should not get angry, I should not disturb. We remember at that time also. But brake is not working. Even though we know it, till we react. And afterwards we realize, it is too late. So here knowledge is there. So knowledge is not everything. Along with the knowledge, power is also necessary. Knowledge and power both are there, then you will achieve victory. Otherwise sometimes we say, I know, I do not want to do this. I do not like to do. But till our habits, sanskars are more powerful. They overrule. So we cannot control. So Baba is telling, power is also necessary. Knowledge, only not collecting not knowledge, it is information. We collect, we know, we understand also sometimes. But power is also necessary. For the power, what we will do? Yoga. What is that yoga? Physical exercise is also yoga. Spiritual is what? What yoga is? Raj yoga is what? The whole world is telling one day is, do meditation. What is meditation? Activate your consciousness. Connect with the supreme consciousness. It is right. So how you activate? How to activate? Word is there. The whole world is telling. Activate your consciousness. Connect with the supreme consciousness. So how you will activate? Today also Baba said, be soul conscious first, then remember me. How you will become soul conscious? How you will leave this body conscious? So you will leave this body. So we cannot leave. Staying in this body. So how you will become soul conscious? How you activate yourself? Anybody knows? So when you sit in meditation, so how you activate yourself? How you forget body related thoughts? Yes? So suppose if you are doing this, so you are sitting and you are asking, who is I am a soul. Oh, when I was in golden age, I was very pure. When I was in Paramdham, I was very peaceful. Oh, today I have to meet somebody. Some other thoughts are coming. They are coming from where? There are two souls in this body? No, only one. So you are creating positive thoughts. So sometimes other thoughts are coming. So they are coming from where? Sanskar. So sanskar, they emerge as it is. So there will be control, no? Sanskars are there. So mind is creating. So what you have to do more? Why the sanskars are coming? They are coming as it is. No. Sanskars never emerge as it is. There is a control. This door is closed. The wind is not coming. If it is open, then it will come. So when you are sitting, so you know I am a soul. So you are thinking, I am a soul, point of light. When I was in golden age, I was in corporeal world. Just you are creating positive thoughts. During that period, other body related thoughts are coming. So they are coming from where? Who is creating this? There's only one soul. And that soul is doing meditation. Means there are two souls? No. So from where these other thoughts are coming? Mind is thinking. Positive. Sanskars are there. They are recording. They never emerge as it is. Somebody has to go in the storeroom and you have to pick up it. Sanskars are stored. Who is pick up? Who is emerging that sanskar? We is the soul. Soul, mind is doing meditation. Soul is doing meditation. Soul is creating positive thoughts. So we say in our meditation, create positive thoughts. We are doing it. So who is disturbing you? Your subconscious, another word you said, that is sanskar. Method. Mental. Mental is, mind is creating positive thoughts. You are creating. Maya is not coming. Maya is coming from where? Where is that Maya? Somebody is telling subconscious, somebody is telling sanskar, somebody is telling Maya. What is this? Maya is nothing. Yes? No. You are creating positive. In our meditation, we are creating positive, no? You are thinking. I am a soul, point of light, I came from Paramdham, all things, positive thoughts we are creating. When you are creating positive thoughts, who is disturbing you? You have observed yourself. So when you are creating positive thoughts, so who is disturbing? Attachment is disturbing. Good. Any more? Means he's find out. So when there was a good song, you are listening, positive thoughts you are creating. So he said, there is some attachment. Suppose I am having attachment with him. So I remember him. Okay. One more thing. Desire. Okay. Any more? Body conscious. What body conscious? Any more? Five vices. So they are coming, they are body qualities, no? You are a soul. Body is different. Chair is different and you are different. So now you are remembering yourself. So how five vices are coming? How body is coming there? Why his attachment is coming from which door? This mouth is doing two things. I can speak, I can eat, but not two things at a time. Now you are using your mind, creating positive thoughts, you are remembering. Then who is disturbing that mind? Who is interfering? Who is shaking? Who is doing this? Me. Me is who? You are a soul. So you are creating, mind is creating positive. So who is disturbing your mind? Who is studying? It is too late. You must stay in one within second. So this is lacking in the whole world education. It is not taught. Conscious is everything. And subconscious. Where is intellect? So this is lacking. Already I said you. So mind and intellect, there are two doors. Mind is creating positive thoughts. Intellect is bringing from past. Memory. In subconscious. Or sanskars are there. Who is bringing from the store? Who is activating the intellect? So mind is creating. Intellect is disturbing, shaking. So intellect never allow you to travel. Again and again it will pull you down. So what to be done? What is the solution? No, what is solution? Use your intellect. Surrender means what? So here, in this Raj Yoga, there is a system of meditation. How to activate? Use these two powers at a time. How you will use these two powers at a time in meditation? So there are three words always used in meditation. One is line clear. Perfect meditation is what? Connection clear and relation clear with him. So how your line will be clear? Others should not disturb you. No pullness. So what is the technique? When you sit. Yes, how to feel? Yes. So mind is creating, but other thoughts are coming, no? So intellect is disturbing. So what to do? So in meditation always when you sit, do it today and see in the evening. When you sit, meditation is what? Do not create only one mind. Use your intellect. How? Mind is asking, who am I? Whom you are asking? I am looking, this brother is looking here and there. I ask him, brother, what is your name? He is connected. I'm asking once again, what is your name? He is connected. From where you came? I'm constantly talking to him. So he cannot see here and there. Same if intellect is slipping here and there. Talk to your intellect. Use that intellect. So when you sit in meditation, at least here we say we never do salutation by one hand, by bringing these two hands. So mind is asking, who am I? Intellect will give answer, yes, I am so and so. One finger will come. Second, if I am so and so, what is my form? Whom you are asking? Intellect.
In 7 days course, you have taken this knowledge, you know it. Use that knowledge. Application of knowledge in meditation. Apply the knowledge. So mind is asking, what is my form? Intellect will give you answer. Third, if this is my form, then what are my qualities? There are 7 qualities. Intellect will give one by, this is my quality, this is my quality, this is my quality. Intellect is used. If idle intellect will become devil's workshop. Free intellect will go here and there. Free intellect will emerge the past sanskars. Do not allow your intellect free in meditation. Use that intellect. Use the spiritual memories. If you are not using, the physical memories will be activated. The physical sanskars will be activated. In meditation, do not allow to activate body related sanskars. So what to be done? Ask questions, spiritual question. Who am I? What is my form? What are my qualities? What is my function? What I am doing? I am sitting in the middle of forehead. If I want to see, I use these eyeballs. If I want to talk, I use this mouth. Now I am sitting, I should not use this body. I am sitting, why? To remember him. So fifth question, I came from where? This is 5 question. So you activate. From your body relations, activate yourself. How to activate the system? Who am I? The spiritual memories you are using. What is my form? What are my qualities? There are 7 qualities. One by one, activate them. Fourth, what is my function? Fifth, from where I came. So you talk to dialogue in between mind and intellect. Mind and heart. So then heart is feeling, the intellect feeling is coming. Yes, I am this. I am this. These are my qualities. So there you experience, you feel. So mind is asking, intellect is giving answer. These are 2 powers. Activate them. Go on, ask. Then fifth question, I came from where? Above sun and moon, there is subtle world. What is about that? There is the incorporeal world. Who is he? He is having 8 powers. Take one by one. He is always pure. Yes, he is pure. What is I am? Yes, I am his son. I want to become like him. Baba said, compare with me. Compare with me and see who is my father and who is I am. What he is doing, what is I am doing? Compare. So when you are sitting in meditation, at least 15, half an hour, activate and connect. If you are doing regularly like this way, it is a mental exercise. We'll give you mental fitness. It is a physical exercise. If you are doing physical exercise, after 1 month, we can see physical fitness. Physically, we are very strong. Spiritually, if you want to become strong, healthy, the spiritual exercise is necessary. What is that spiritual exercise? Talk to you. Who am I? Intellect has to give answer. If you are not asking, just you are giving answer, free intellect will go here and there. Will activate the past memories. Body related, past sanskars, habit, maya, what you call. Maya is nothing. Which our own bad actions, impure actions, body related actions, body conscious. So we remember, we know it. But we should not allow in meditation to emerge. So what to be done? Keep your mind, intellect busy. To keep busy, you have to ask such questions. Only spiritual questions you ask. So intellect will give you spiritual answer. activate spiritual memories. If you are not asking, just you sit here and ask, oh, when I have to go? Oh, day after tomorrow I have to go. I have to book for ticket. I have to do this. All physical memories will activate. It is in your hand. That's why Baba is telling, always realize yourself as a soul first. Activate spiritual awareness. Spiritual awareness must be there. Who is I am? Yes, I am this. In the middle, by chance, sometimes when you ask, who am I? Yes, I am so and so. No, it is physical name. Convince, no, this is not I am. This is not I am. Go and ask. One answer will come. Yes, I am this. Then what are my qualities? One by one you are asking, activating. This is called activate yourself and then connect. Who is he? With whom you want to connect? Suppose I want to talk to you by mobile. What I will do? I am having mobile. I can talk to you. There are numbers. When I dial these numbers, then I will connect with you, no? Even though I do not, you may be any corner of the world. If I want to connect, I have to dial the numbers. If I want to connect with him, one who is beyond space, so there are numbers you have to dial. When you dial these numbers, easily you can connect. It is wireless communication. So what are those numbers? So Baba is telling each day, realize yourself as a soul. How to realize? Minimum 5 questions. Who am I? Each day. What is my form? What are my qualities? Because each second I am coming in body conscious. If you ask any second, yes, I am in body, male or female. This awareness is natural. To live this awareness, how to live? How to forget? So you ask, at least when you are sitting in a meditation, activate. Be aware of it. I am this, I am this, I am this. So when you activate, then body related, maya, body related thoughts are not coming. Otherwise that maya, body conscious, past sanskars, they are also there. But we never emerge. So this is necessary. When you sit here, if you want to become powerful, if you want to charge the spiritual powers, activate. Convince? But in meditation, you have to use these two powers, mind and intellect, not only mind. So far, we used to use only one mind. So free intellect, we used to disturb, is to shake ourselves. So we say, we cannot sit in meditation. We cannot concentrate. Concentration is what? Where mind and intellect both are working at a time. This is concentration. Only mind is working, it is not full concentration. One power is used. Two powers, and this is Baba has given, this spiritual teacher has taught to us in this spiritual university. What is new here? The whole world universities are teaching, use only one power. In the whole world universities, what is concentration? Focus of mind is concentration. Mind is used. Create only positive thoughts. But here Baba has said, the Almighty teacher is teaching, mind and intellect, both you have to use. Then your each action is perfect. Mind is naughty. Mind will create anything. Mind will attract. But intellect will convince, no, you should not think like this way. You should not do this. When you are sitting in meditation, if body conscious, somebody where you are attachment, the attached person you will remember. Suddenly intellect is active. No, I should not remember him. I do not have any relation with him. I do not want anything from him. I am sitting here to connect with Him. These are the side sins will pull you, will disturb your way. So you have to convince, no, this is not my role. I should not remember Him. I do not want anything. He will come because we are having attachment. We are having relations. We are having karmic account. So they will come. But I have to convince. Who will convince? If intellect is active, the intellect will convince. Because understanding is there. In my journey, He is disturbing. He is interrupting. My journey is from here to there. Who is disturbing my journey? Oh, this person is disturbing. Understanding is in intellect. That's why we say dull intellect, sharp intellect and mad. Sometimes we do not know. When you sit meditation, we go somewhere else. We are sitting for some purpose. Because attention is not there. Okay? Understood what is meditation? How to charge? Who is disturbing in our journey? Who is not allowing the full concentration? Who is disturbing? What is going on? So two powers at a time you have to use. That means? Anybody want to ask anything? Yes? Who am I? Yes. Who am I? Mind is asking. This is a question. Achha, this five techniques. How to increase the memory. Is it? Murli, yes. There are five techniques. Here I have explained you only three. One, when you are listening, note down one point. Second, three times in a day, feed yourself. Second, third, when you meet with others, share with them three things. Three things are sufficient. Okay? Two more. There will be too much food. Three things are common for all. Because fourth one is for whom? For others. Sisters, they sometimes, our sisters, they are telling mothers, my husband is not in knowledge, my children are not listening knowledge. What to be done? But we have to give them knowledge. It is a medicine. To cure the spiritual disease, how to give? This knowledge, this medicine is very bitter. They never accept. What to do? There is a technique. How to give? That is for the mothers. Sometimes they say, family people, they never accept. But we have to explain them. We have to teach them how. What is the technique? Like they say, other things are there. So for common, these three things are sufficient. Okay? Any more? Yes. So what happens? When I see Him, He has disturbed you. So when you see Him, first we create, oh, He is that person who has disturbed me, who has this, done this. All negative we create first. Then afterwards you remember, oh, Baba said, give good wishes. First you create negative. Then you want to create positive, it is weak. So you feel, no? So how you feel? Somebody is in front of you. Yes. Now you said you want to create, you are creating positive, but feeling, who is feeling this? Intellect. In intellect that memory is there. When you see Him, memory is there. Oh, He is that person. So our positive thoughts are not powerful. So both must be powerful. So when you see Him, oh, He is Baba's child. Even though He has done negative thing, okay, it is His role. So you ask Baba, Baba, He is your child. You give Him powerful vibrations. I am not giving. You give Him because He is your child. So your thought is connected with the powerhouse, remembering Baba. So your vibrations are powerful. Then those vibrations will work fast. Otherwise, only mind, positive thoughts, there is no power. So they are not working powerful. It takes time. So your feeling at that time, you have to connect with the Baba. You have to remember Baba, He is your child. So my intellect is there, heart is there. mind is here. So mind, connect your heart there. That's pure feeling. He is your father. Feeling is pure. Then you create, that powerful vibrations will work. Otherwise, intellect, when you see him, if you are not remembering him, oh, he is so and so. Feeling is negative. Then positive vibrations are not working. Okay? Oh, yes. Yes. Because we do not have any power. We cannot, if I am doing, I will come in karmic account. I feel that I have helped him. No, Baba, he is your child. In after copper age, we have to help others. Because Baba is not there. Only in this confluence age, Baba said, do not give from your pocket. Use from my pocket. Use me. Because I am available. And I came to help the children. Only in this confluence age. So you are always in his connection. In his company. Connected to him. Otherwise always there is no need. I will give. I am having. I will help. I came. All karmic account starts. Negative starts. No, he is doing. Baba, you do it. Okay? Om Shanti.